6 minutes per Aleph Mishnah Dalet until per Aleph Mishnah Zayin. The Beis Hamikdash stood on a mountain called Har Abayis, which was surrounded by large walls and took up an area of 500 by 500 amos, which is equivalent to roughly 250 by 250 meters. And the previous Mishnah listed the 5 gates through which one could enter into Har Abayis. Now, within Har Abayis itself stood the Beis Hamikdash, which was made up of an outer courtyard called the Ezras Noshim, which was 135 by 135 amos, and part of that same structure, really, right next to the Ezras Noshim, this outer courtyard was the Ezras Yisrael, which was a very thin strip where anybody, even who wasn't a Kohen, could enter, and then after going up a few steps, you would enter into the Azara itself, which is the main courtyard where most of the services took place in the Beis HaMikdash. And this mission is going to list Shiva Sha'orim Hayu Ba'Azara, the 7 gates which were entrances into the Azara, into this courtyard. And when the mission refers to the Azara, it's referring to the inner courtyard where most of the services actually took place, and it's not referring to the outer courtyard called the Ezras Noshim. Shlosh Batzofain, 3 of these gates were on the northern wall, the northern side of the Azara, this courtyard, Ushlosh Badoraim, and there were 3 gates on the southern side. Now, they weren't exactly symmetrically opposite each other, but along the wall of the courtyard on the northern side, there were 3 gates, and along the wall of the southern side, the southern wall of the Azara of the courtyard, were 3 gates. Ve'echad b'mizrach, and there was 1 gate to enter into the Azara on the eastern side, and this is really the main gate, which was somebody who was coming through the Ezras Yisrael, which was the thin strip in between the outer courtyard, the Ezras Noshim, and the main Azara, the main courtyard. That was the eastern side of the courtyard, and that was really the main gate that people used to enter into the courtyard, the Azara. Alright, the Mishnah says, Shabadoraim, the 3 gates which were on the southern wall, the southern side of the Azara, were as follows. Firstly, Shar HaDelek, which literally translates as the gate of fuel, because they would bring the wood which was needed for the fire on the Mizbeach via that gate. Sheni Loi Shar HaBechoyres, the 2nd gate along that same wall, was the gate of the firstborns, because when somebody's animal gives birth to its firstborn male child, there is a mitzvah to give it to a kohen, and as long as it is fit to be brought as a korban, the kohen would be obligated to bring it as a korban. And this is an example of kodshim kalim. There are 2 different types of korbanos. One type of korbanos has a high level of sanctity and needs to be slaughtered within the northern half of the Azara, the northern half of the courtyard. But a bechor, a firstborn animal, is an example of a korban which is kodshim kalim, which means it's in the category of korbanos which has a lower level of holiness and can even be slaughtered in the southern half of the courtyard. And because of that, they would bring the firstborn animals through this gate on the southern side because it was going to be slaughtered on the southern half, within the southern half of the courtyard, of the Azara. Shlishlo, the 3rd gate along the southern side of the Azara, of the courtyard, was Shar HaMayim, the gate of water. This is either based on a prophecy in Sefer Yechezkel that later on, when the 3rd Beis HaMikdash will be built, water will come gushing through this gate, or alternatively, the Mishnah later on will give a different reason for this name, namely that on Sukkos, when there was a process done with water, pouring water on the Mizbeach, the special container of water which they used and collected from a unique spring, they would bring that water through this gate. Alright, Shabbat Mizrach, on the eastern side of the Azara, of the courtyard, which was the main gate through which people entered into the courtyard, into the Azara, the gate over there was called Shar Nicanor, Nicanor's gate. And the Gemara explains that there was a miraculous story where Nicanor went to obtain special copper large gates from Alexandria to use for the Beis HaMikdash, and he brought them on a ship, and on his journey home back to Eretz Yisrael to bring these gates to the Beis HaMikdash, there was a major storm, and the people on the ship threw out one of the doors into the sea in order to lighten the weight which was placed on the ship. And after a while, they wanted to throw out the 2nd gate as well, the 2nd door, which would be part of this gate, but Nicanor said that you absolutely cannot do this. If you want to throw the gate over, you're going to have to throw me overboard with it. I have to get these gates to the Beis Hamikdash. And as soon as he made that declaration, immediately the storm came to a stop and the sea calmed down and they arrived at Eretz Yisrael. But Nicanor was very upset and perturbed that he didn't save the first door and wouldn't be able to bring that one to the Beis Hamikdash. And there was a big miracle that as they got off the ship, they saw that the first gate, which they had thrown overboard, had come along with the ship all the way to the shores of Eretz Yisrael, and Nicanor was able to bring both of the gates to the Beis Hamikdash to be used. And as a result, even though many years later they changed all of the gates of the Beis Hamikdash from copper into gold, they kept those original gates, Shaar Nicanor, being copper as a memory to that great miracle which occurred. And the person who brought these gates was called Nicanor, and that's why the gate was called Shaar Nicanor. And there were two chambers, two rooms, which were right next to this gate. So these rooms were sort of in between the outer courtyard, the Ezras Noshim, and the Ezras Yisrael, the thin strip of the courtyard where even non-Kohanim could enter. Achas Miminoi, one of these small chambers, these small rooms, was on the right side of Shaar Nicanor, and Achas Mismoiloi, and one of those small rooms was on the left side of Shaar Nicanor. Achas Lishkas Pinchas Amalbish, one of those small rooms was the chamber of Pinchas, who was in charge of the clothing of the Kohanim. Their clothes were kept there, Achas Lishkas Osi Chavitin, and one of the rooms was the chamber for those who made the Minchas Chavitin, which was a korban, an offering of loaves made from flour, which the Kohen Gadol was obligated to bring as a korban every single day. So though he was the one who went through the process of bringing that korban, he wouldn't necessarily be the one to actually bake the loaves. And either way, the loaves were baked in this small room, which stood on the side of the Shaar Nicanor. Mishnah Hay, the previous Mishnah has listed four out of the seven gates which go into the Azara, the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and now V'Shabbat Tzafayin, the three gates which were situated on the northern side of the Azara, the courtyard, were as follows: Shaar HaNitzotz, which literally means the gate of the spark, because underneath that large gate, which we're about to see, had multiple pillars on its side, and there was room in the on the side of underneath this gate, this structure which had a gate in front of it. There was room for a fire to be left constantly burning in case the fire which was on top of the Mizbeach, which was supposed to be constantly burning, was put out for whatever reason. In such a case, they would be able to immediately reignite that fire by taking wood from this fire, which would be already alight. And that's the reason why this gate was called Shaar HaNitzotz. And the Mishnah explains, it was similar to a kind of porch, which means that it had an entire area underneath this gate and had pillars on either side of it, and there was a raised platform built on top of this gate, that the Koyanim, or really the single Koyain, would be guarding during the night time from top of that raised platform on top of this gate, and the Levim, it would really be a single Levi, would guard at this position underneath the raised platform, right by the gate, at night. He was one of the 21 Levim mentioned at the beginning of this perek, who would be positioned to guard at the various different points within the Beis HaMikdash. So although Shaar HaNitzotz was a gate, the Mishnah is describing it as a kind of room as well. It was a gate which had a proper roof on top of it, and it took a few seconds to walk through the entire gate. So much so that there was room there for a fire, and the Mishnah says, "Upesach eloi," there was a entrance which one could go through from within this room, or you could call it a long gate, which went into Lachel, to the Chel. The Chel was a 10 amos wide area which went all around the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So if one went through this door, which was in one of the walls of this area, he would be able to be to enter into the Chel from there. All right, Sheni Loi, the second gate alongside the north side of the Azara, was Shaar HaKorban, the gate of the sacrifice. It was through this gate that Kodshe Kodshim, which is type of sacrifices which have a higher level of holiness and must be slaughtered on the northern side of the courtyard, those animals would be brought through this gate, which was on the north side of the Azara, of the courtyard, and Shilishiloi, the third gate along the north side of the Azara, was Beis Hamikdash, the gate which brought a person into the chamber of fire, where there was big fires constantly burning, in order that the Kohanim would be able to warm up themselves and their feet, which would be barefoot throughout the day. And they would be on marble floor, which could get pretty cold, and therefore there was this room which the Kohanim could use to warm themselves up. Mishnah Vav, the Beis HaMikdash, which was the large room where one of the gates to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was situated. This was also a very large room, and the Arba L'Shochis Hoi Beis HaMikdash, there were four small rooms inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kakitonos, they were similar to small booths, almost small rooms, which open up into a hall. The Mishnah is effectively just describing a case where you've got a very large room, and in the corners of that room itself, inside the room, are smaller rooms. Now, what was unique about the Beis HaMikdash is that half of it was inside the courtyard. Although it was a closed room, it stretched into the courtyard. And half of it stretched outside into the chel. Again, it was a closed room, but it was in line with the area of the Beis HaMikdash, which was already outside of the courtyard. Now, the courtyard has a higher level of sanctity and holiness than outside of the courtyard, outside of the Azara. For example, one of the ramifications of this is that certain korbanos, kodshi kodshim, which have a high level of sanctity, can only be eaten by male Kohanim inside the Azara, inside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So if somebody was inside the Beis HaMikdash and eating those korbanos, he would need to make sure to only eat them within one half of that room, the half which was in line with the Azara, in line with the courtyard. And the Mishnah says that Shtayim, two out of these four mini booths, these four small rooms inside the Beis HaMikdash, two of those chambers were situated in line with the courtyard, which had a high level of holiness, Shtayim Bachoil, and two of them were in the half of that room, which did not have that same level of holiness. The Rosh Fispasin, and there were the tips of wooden beams, situated either coming out of the wall or on the floor, and Mavdilim and Kodesh L'Chol, those were the only signal they had to show the separation between the area which is holier and in line with the courtyard and the area which is considered to be outside of the courtyard. And one of the reasons this was necessary would be, for example, if a Kohen was eating a korban there, he would only be able to eat it within the holier half. Umehayu Mishamshais. And what was the purpose of these four booths? Ma'arovis Deromis, the booth which was in the southwestern corner. This was in the half which wasn't within the courtyard. Hihaisaliskas Tloy Korban, that was the chamber in which the sheep which were set aside for being brought as a korban tomid, the sacrifice which was brought every day twice in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would check and examine those sheep, whether they had a blemish and they were invalidated to be brought as a korban. And once those sheep had been checked for 4 days prior to bringing them as a korban, so then they could be brought as a korban. Either way, these sheep were kept in this booth. Dromis Mizrachis, the chamber, the booth, which was in the southeast side, which was also within the more holy part of the room, in line with the Azara, the courtyard. That was the chamber in which they would make the lechem aponim, the 12 loaves of bread, which were placed once a week on the shulchan, the stacked table, which was situated in the heichal, in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the actual building which had a roof on top. All right, Mizrachis Tzfonis, the northeast side, that corner, the chamber which was in that corner, Bo Gonzu B'nei Chashmonoyim Amim Amizbeach, Sheshikzu Malchi Yovan. That's where the Chashmonoyim, who were those people who were victorious at the time of the Chanukah miracle, they hid the stones of the Mizbeach over there, they stored the stones over there, after the kings and other members of the Greek Empire disgraced those stones by bringing sacrifices to their idols on the Mizbeach. When the Chashmonoi managed to get the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach back, they didn't want to use the same Mizbeach to now bring korbanos for Hashem, and therefore they dismantled that entire Mizbeach and built a new one. Now that Mizbeach, which they dismantled, still has holiness to it, because it had been used previously for carbonites, and therefore they stored those stones in this chamber. Tzfonis Ma'aravis, the chamber which stood on the northwest side. If a Kohen who was sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash became Tomei, impure during the night time, and he therefore had to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and he wasn't able to be within the courtyard, within that area, because he was impure. So he would go through this chamber, Boyodin Beis HaTevilah, in order to get down to the underground room where he could purify himself in a mikveh, a body of water in which he would fully immerse himself to become pure. And obviously this had to be within the part of the room which was outside of the courtyard. Mishnah Zayin, Shnayim Shalom Ha'olim Beis HaMoked, there were actually two gates for the Beis HaMoked, which was this large room, which had these four chambers, these four booths within that room. Echad Basoach L'Chel, on one of the gates was opened into the Chel, which was the area which surrounded the entire courtyard, the entire Azara. Echad Basoach L'Azara, and on the other end of the Beis HaMoked, there was an entrance into the courtyard itself. On Rabbi Yehuda says, he adds on, Zeshoy B'soach Lazara, the gate which opened up into the courtyard, Pishpish Kotten Ha'olai, it had a mini door. There's a discussion whether this mini door was situated right next to that main gate, or possibly was even situated within the gate itself. They'd be able to open up this small door which was within that gate. Shabonich Nosim Nivesh Hazara, that through that small door, a number of Kohanim would enter into the courtyard early in the morning in order to inspect and check that everything was in its right place, as was described at the beginning of Maseches Tomid.